Can you talk a little bit more about the dose-dense data? And as there have been subsequent presentations and discussions, including Don Barry's presentation last year, can you kind of summarize all that?
The dose-dense data originally did show a survival benefit, disease-free and overall survival benefit. And Don Barry last year at San Antonio presented several CALGB trials over the last many years and divided them up into ER-positive and ER-negative patients. And what he found in all the studies across the board that they'd done, the benefit was mostly in the patients who had ER-negative tumors, and that included the dose-dense study, where you had really no survival benefit at all in the patients who had ER-positive tumors. And then Cliff Huddis at ASCO last year in an education session updated the data from the dose-dense, and the survival was no longer significant. And now, apparently, he's updating it again in San Antonio.
Do you think that there is a benefit for dose-dense over non-dose-dense AC paclitaxel?
Dose-dense versus non-dose-dense.
You know, what they basically looked at in that study.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm
a disease-free survival benefit.
I think that there may be some benefit, but I think it's small, and it is probably in the ER-negative patients. I'm sure that there is a little bit of benefit in those patients. I just think that now that we see what benefit you can get from a very targeted therapy with trastuzumab, that it just looks like minimal benefit, and I think we need to be shooting for something higher than that. And even with the TAC data, I think is about a 6% absolute survival benefit, which is good. You know, really, it doesn't look as good when you compare it now to the benefit we're seeing with trastuzumab.